Commentator Todd Rosenberg shares his experience now with credit card bills.
So I do a lot of credit card transfers. You know, when I get some special offer in the mail for 0% for 6 months, I usually shift my debt from one card to the next card. Besides saving money, it makes me feel like somehow I'm being responsible while I'm being irresponsible with my credit cards. Anyway, I shifted a decent amount of debt to one card recently. It was a good amount, six figures of debt. Don't worry, that's including the change. Anyway, next month, I received a bill from the old credit card company, zero balance. Cool. Then I received a bill from the new credit card company, zero balance. I threw them both in the garbage, actually the shredder due to the new paranoia. Anyway, the next month, same thing, both bills, zero balances. What happened to the debt? I started to hope that somehow maybe it fell into like a corporate black hole, one of those electronic disappearing acts, debt erased from their memory due to some freak electronic hiccup. Maybe I got lucky and my debt disappeared forever. No such luck. The following month, the bill, it did turn up. Who knows why it took so long? I don't know where I got the idea of the credit debt black hole. There are no black holes within corporations when it comes to billing. If you want a black hole, you got to create your own, just like I did with my long-distance bill. The company kept harassing me for money I didn't owe, and I really didn't owe it. And it was like for 8 months, I tried my best to fix it. Every month, I'd get a bill that I didn't deserve, and I'd call up, and they'd lie and say it was fixed over and over. I was like in a negative black hole with them. So I created my own positive black hole to cancel out their negative black hole. I changed my billing address in their system to a fake address, 100 Main Street, Apartment 5, New York, New York, 10014. Send the bills over there, I said. Well, I never saw a bill from them or heard from them again. There's a black hole for you right back at you.
Todd Rosenberg, also known as Odd Todd, is the author of The Odd Todd Handbook, a guide to keeping busy while unemployed.